premium T4 parking has landed in Melbourne Airport's at Terminal T4 car park. Drive up or book online now.
SEN Breakfast with Gary Lyon, Tim Watson and Hamish McLaughlin.
24-8, Heath Shaw in a couple of minutes before we get there. It's Bob's top five weird sporting injuries.
Yeah, weird AFL injuries. And we're going to whip through because we've got 10 today. And after last week's vicious feedback, I'm kind of on my A-game today. And then this is off the back of Neville Jeddah, who rolled his ankles. He stepped on a football. So that wasn't good enough to make the top 10, but it did get the juices flowing. So at number 10, Roger Merritt, who was working at a steelworks and melted steel just poured into the back of his boot. Now, the legend has, I don't think Roger missed too much footy, but it did melt off quite a chunk of his foot.
And he got the best pair of orthotics, and he's still got them to this day.
So melted steel in the boot, that's we can avoid that one.
Do you reckon that would be on the team list, melted steel in the boot?
He didn't miss a game.
That's amazing.
Really? Number tough.
Number nine was the recent news of Dane Rampey tripped over the fence, broke his arm. So that's a bit of fresh news. Number eight was Sherrod Wellingham ripped his ankle to pieces whilst jumping on a trampoline, which, it's just not going to fly at the workplace, jumping on the trampoline.
Wellingham!
Scotty Thompson, North Melbourne's Scotty Thompson, not the Adelaide Scotty Thompson. Scotty had surgery on his adductor. He got home from surgery, his dog had vomited on the floor, and he put his foot down, slipped in his dog vomit, and undid some of the good work of the surgery. So that's at number seven. So this is the wealth of sort of supplies that we've got on offer. Number six, now Zach Clark, he tweaked his knee a decent sort of strain at a music festival, and I bumped him up to six because poor old Zach would have had to put the call into Chris Bond or Ross Lyon to explain that he'd hurt himself at a music festival. That in itself would cause some sort of psychological damage.
That would cause another injury.
Did he ring himself or did one of the other players dob him in?
I reckon you just send a text through to Ross. Okay. I don't know if you want to go voice to voice straight off the bat. Number five, Stevie J. Stevie J, who's been in many a list, but he gets in. He's double-dipped his chip because remember, he jumped the Torquay pub fence and smashed his ankle.
Yep.
And then just recently, he was reaching into a bag to pick up his phone and he hurt his finger, which sort of raised a few eyebrows at the time. And even after some time, it's still...
Was there a crayfish in his bag, was it?
We never quite got to the bottom of that. Number four, I really like this one. I like the sort of simplicity of Levi Greenwood... He tripped on his own tracksuit pants. He got stuck in his own tracksuit pants.
That can happen. My word, it can.
Which can happen, and he went down the stairs and broke a toe. So on his own tracksuit pants. So we can put a question mark around that one for
That's
Levi.
That's a great visual, that is.
That is a good. We've all probably done something close to that.
Yep.
Number three was Jared Grant, my old teammate at the Bulldogs. He stepped on a stingray out in the Port Melbourne. So that was put him out for a little. Old spindle shanks. The old shanks just stepped on a stingray. And he played for the Dandenong Stingrays growing up, which is a useless anecdote. Number two, this one's close to all Bulldog hearts, and I really don't want to upset the perpetrator. But poor old Brad Johnson, at the age of 34, and he was nursing a bit of tendonitis in the Achilles, and he didn't realise that the golf cart behind him was just moving. So poor old Noel, who was driving the golf cart, drove straight into him. And by all reports, the accuracy with which the golf cart landed on the Achilles tendon was quite impressive.
Noel
didn't take it. He was a bit upset, Noel, to be fair.
He's recovered, though.
Yeah, he's recovered.
He got out of the home last week, Noel.
Did he?
He'd been there for
How many games did Noel miss?
He missed a couple. Poor old, Jono missed a couple. He missed a couple. But number one, again, this is for two. He got two, and it includes one of my favourite word in the English language. But Brad Ottens, he double dipped as well. He hurt his hand on a propeller while water skiing up on the river. But more impressively, he fell off his ladder in the backyard and impaled himself on a garden stake.
Oh.
So is stake your favourite word or impaled?
Impaled is my favourite. Really, really takes you there, I think, impaled. So number one, is Brad Ottens.
So he turned up to train like a kebab, did he?
Oh, no, he's skewered.
That is great. That'll be up on the website. As always, the audience tend to have great input on this.